Brothers and sisters, our first scripture lesson comes from the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah 12, verses 2 through 6, and that's beginning at page 556. Let us hear the word of our Lord. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the well of salvation. And you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known his deeds among the nations. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be known in all the earth. Shout aloud and sing for joy, O royal Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. And then our New Testament lesson comes from the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7, on Pew Bible page 954. Let us hear his gospel for us. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. This is the word of our Lord. Let us pray. Wondrous and mighty God, we thank you. We thank you for your word that lights our path in this Advent season. Your word that lights us on our journey of Advent. Be with us, Lord. Be with the meditations of our minds and our hearts. Open them to your word today. Help us, O Lord, through your word to live out and to serve your people. In your name we pray. Amen. The first three candles have been lit. Hope and peace have begun us on our journey, and now the world is a little brighter with a candle of joy. In Hebrew, the word we were looking for is simcha. And in Greek, it's chara. And aren't you glad you're not sitting in the front row? But unlike last week, where shalom helped us to understand the concept of peace, there isn't an oddball definition waiting for us in the wings. Instead, joy means joy. So what do we do with that joy? What do we do with the joy that we light and are called to think about and remember? Now, joy is used very often in Scripture. Chara is used a little less, around 59 times. And simcha is used over 100 times in the Old Testament. So I would say it's a fairly common word in Scripture. Joy, rejoicing. But for me, when I think of that word in Scripture, I think of this verse from Philippians. Now think about it. Think about joy. There's 100 and almost 60 times it's used. Think of your verse. What is your joy verse? There's quite a few. You're probably leaning towards the Psalms if you're cheating. I mean, just throw out a Psalm and you're probably going to hit the mark there. Psalm 100, maybe. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. My dad's favorite, he sang like, "I Try." Only dad, you could hear him anywhere in the sanctuary. He was so loud. And yes, that may or may not have made his teenage son go, "Oh, jeez." But nothing was going to stop dad from being joyful in his singing. Even the fact that he couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. The fact that that verse also is written on the very front. So where this is, there is rejoice. It's so famous, the idea of joy in Scripture. To be joyful, to make a joyful noise. I also always think about dad in that. Because dad was one of two people who our organist said they would quit if they were to ever join the choir. Dad being the only congregant who that was. Now, personally, I take that to heart. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. It might be why I do my best to turn my mic off when I sing. Because I know I can't carry a tune. I've known it since I was about Liam's age. And guess what? Does it mean I'm gonna stop singing? The fact is, joy is here with us. It's within us every day. To this day, I can't sing certain hymns without smiling and being joyful. When I hear "Holy, Holy, Holy," I hear my dad's voice singing it. And boy, it's off key. But also think about that kid's song. "I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart."
Down in my heart.
The correct response is where? Let's try it again. "I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart."
Where?
Down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart. See? It's just a joyful song. And my favorite was always, as a kid, having the fun of shouting that "where" as loud as you could. My friends and I in church would always try and make it as loud and bad as possible. Mostly because it drove our worship leading teacher a little bit crazy. Kids don't do that, do they? But you think about that, and we think about joy. But does joy mean happiness always? Can joy exist while other emotions exist within us? I think Liam really woken me to this when we were preparing for Thanksgiving. And at the same time, he is bouncing off the walls. He is so excited. "It's Thanksgiving, and Grandpa's going to come." And at the same time, he was this absolute massive bundle of anxiety and nerves about, when's he going to get here? Where is he going to stay? Is he bringing his dog? How is his dog going to interact with our dogs? All of that was in the same space. The joy, the happiness, the excited, and yet the anxious, the worried. It all can be at the same time. The difference is being happy, being sad, being in this world means we feel our various emotions. But today we light not an emotion, but a reality. On the one hand, it shouldn't ever neglect or negate the other emotions we feel, but it should touch those emotions as well. Because that joy we light today is not just an emotional happy joy that comes and goes. It's an emotional joy that is within our hearts, within our very souls. As we grow up, we learn and develop and we feel various feelings. We learn about our emotions. As we get older, we understand that certain emotions are our go-tos. When we feel frustrated, we get angry when we're younger, or maybe when we get older as well. But as we get older, we can give words to what we're feeling. We can give words to what is going on within us. And yet, always there is joy in our hearts. Does that mean that we can't be sad at the same time? No. Does that mean we can't be anxious at the same time? No. But it means we can be joyful and rejoice at all times. Because that candle of joy is not an emotive candle. It is a reality candle. The reality that within us is the joy in Christ. It's the joy that comes from knowing that whatever happens in our world, however bad it is, Christ is with us. Christ came for us. That's why we have joy. Because joy means Christ is with us. When we talk about the hope that we have, why do we have hope? Is it that the Bears might finally win a game at some point this season? And I know some of you are like, well, maybe they won't. That is hope, but it's not this hope. This hope is the hope in Christ. This peace, this shalom, is shalom in God, in Christ. Shalom that God is with us. The joy we have is the joy that God is within us, that He came for us. He went to the cross for us. He stays with us in the presence of the Holy Spirit. That is the candle of joy we light today. Doesn't mean we won't be anxious. Doesn't mean we won't feel the emotions of sadness or fear. But it does mean that with that is the joy as well. It means we can rejoice that in whatever trial we face, whatever thing we face in this world, we can always have that joy within us that Christ is facing it as well as us. That whatever we do, God is with us. That's our challenge, really. To remember that. That it's not the passing of emotions. That the joy we light today is not, again, an emotive candle. It is a reality candle. Because no matter what happens, Christ is with us all along the way. Engaging with us, walking beside us, at times, even carrying us through. That is our joy. That is the joy we bring into this season. Joy that Christ walks with us. The joy of the manger. The joy that Christ came. I always think of Mary and Joseph when I think of joy. Because having been through with Sarah, 3 pregnancies, 4 technically, it's not always joyful on that end. I think of Mary and Joseph on that long journey. I think of poor Mary as we always picture her riding on a donkey, and I think, oh, you know what, Joseph, just let her walk for a little while. Just have her walk. Mary, hips in pain the whole way, and yet there is joy in that moment. There is joy in that. As she sits and looks at Joseph and says, can you please just not talk for a few minutes? I know. All you guys are like. And some of you women are like. But the reality is, joy is what is coming down that road all the way from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Every step of the way, there is joy. Why? Because joy is on its way. And joy sits in the manger. Joy sits and is visited by shepherds, by angels. Can you think that Mary was too joyful that the shepherds showed up at nap time?
Good.
I know that in the far back, our parents are going, oh. Like when the doorbell rings and all of a sudden you're scrambling to both quiet children, but also you can't imagine that joy is anything but an overarching reality. So what do we do with this joy? We tend it. We remember it. We engage with it. Because it's that joy that whatever happens in this world changes our lives. It's that joy that allows us to face every day knowing that whatever we face, we can face it with Christ with us. Do me a favor. Open up your pew Bibles. Turn to page 503. 503. Go to Psalm 136. And when I say go, read the second half of the second verse. Okay? Are you ready? And go. Okay. Keep going. Again. That's our joy. Give thanks to the Lord, for his steadfast love endures forever. That love that's with us, that allows us to go and sit and be, no matter what happens. If you look on and on and on in that particular psalm, that's the chorus that happens. And it gives a list of all the various trials that happen. And everyone is responded with, give thanks to the Lord, for his steadfast love endures forever. That is our joy, the love of God in us that will see us through everything. Amen. Let us respond to our Lord through our gifts.